Listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We're on the road, we're on the road. We're driving the speed limit, cause we're not assholes, and we're using our turn signals and letting people merge. We're drinking lots of water, stopping periodically if we have to pee. and we're driving. Okay,
what song was that?
Okay, that was Driving to Olympia song by Zoo from All Over from Portland, Oregon. Currently located in the car, and I think we're in like Chelyas or something. But anyway, the real song that we heard before that was Lost in Trees by Violent Green from the Eros LP that came out in 1995 on Up Records from Seattle, Washington. And Violent Green are from Seattle.
Shouts out Up Records.
Yeah, Thank you endlessly for Long Drive and Lonesome Crowded. Okay, and then before that, we heard the band Carp with the song Flower Puss from the Mustaches Wild 10-inch that came out in 1994 on K Records. And Carp are from Tumwater, Washington. I think it's like one city south of Olympia.
So slinging.
Oh, a fun fact. The bassist from Carp, Jared Warren, after Carp ended, he moved to Seattle and formed the band Big Business.
Wait, what?
I know, right? You can totally hear his bass tone. Well,
I thought Big Business was from L.A.
They're in L.A. now. They moved from Seattle in like mid-2000s when they joined the Melvins.
Oh, that's why I think of them as being from L.A., because the Melvins are now.
Yeah.
That was my favorite generation of the Melvins, by the way, that when Big Business joined.
Oh, a senile animal.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for two drummers in a band.
Me too. Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carp, for teaching the boy how to sludge. okay, before that... Oh, fascists on the same sign. Fascists on the same sign.
Okay.
How many Americans... I'm not even going to read it. Good old Chelyas.
Man, Washington just went from evergreen to ever red.
Barf. Let's just get to good old liberal pinko commie Olympia.
Yeah, no Tesla dumpster trucks up there.
Okay, before that, two bands... you told me about this band. Before Carp, we heard the band Primrose.
Yeah, shouts out Primrose. Hell yeah.
Shouts out Primrose from Olympia. That was the song Kill the Lights from the Flush EP that came out in June of last year. And shouts out to Michael from the North Bay for turning me on to them.
They're killing it right now.
And then you discovered them when you played with them a couple months ago at Cryptotropa, right, in Olympia?
And they killed it. They killed it. Mm. They brought a great crowd, and then they totally burned the building to the ground. And all three of them sang.
Really?
The drummer was actually my favorite vocalist.
Yo! Shouts out drummers, they can sing!
Yo, okay. Yo, they covered Who Was in My Room Last Night by the Butthole Surfers.
Yo!
Oh my god. It was over after that. Band of the night crowned. No contest.
Yo, any bands fitting to tour Olympia, hit up Primrose.
They're heavyweights. And like, the sweetest dudes. Yeah, yo, hit them up for shows.
And the Flush EP, like, the whole thing is badass. Anyway, shouts out Primrose. Thank you for taking care of Amber and Beto and ACS. Okay, and then we started that off with Kareen with the song Nido from Cycle 3 that came out in February. And Kareen are from Bellingham, Washington. Like, a big range to that band.
Very Northwestern Washington.
So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and I'm here in the car with Michael from the North Bay. I think we're like 30 minutes from Olympia. We're just dropping in and seeing what's going on there. And I definitely want to swing by Evergreen State College. I really want to see KAOS.
Oh, I'm down.
Right, legendary. Like, so much history. We need to make a pilgrimage and pay our respects. That's at the top of my list. So, what do you have on your list?
I want to try to find the pizza place with the house show Boulevard.
Yes, we've been trying to remember where it is. It's a pizza place in Olympia somewhere.
It's not downtown. It's somewhere, like, in the sticks.
Yeah, we'll drive around. It's dope. They have Polaroids from house shows from the past, like, 30 years. And there's one, I think that there's one picture, it's probably from the late 80s, of Nirvana playing a house show.
Yeah, Kurt's crowd surfing. That's all I remember.
I wonder if there's any of you.
Doubt it, yes.
but you, like, you've played a lot of house shows up here over the years.
Mostly house shows, actually, yeah.
You remember where any of them are?
We played the Track House, like, three...
You played the Track House? Jesus!
Yes, and it was as gnarly as you...
Yeah, God, I've never been, but I've heard stories. It's brutal, right?
I'll just say, every time we played there, we had to leave before the police showed.
Yeah, wait, that was with Commissure?
Yeah.
Damn, a post-rock band played the Track House?
Right. So we were like, we're from San Francisco. We're not trying to get involved with police out of state.
Yeah, let's not go to a Black House.
Nope. I'm down to hit up the ABC.
I'm so down. I haven't been there in years.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Yeah, so the ABC house is a K-Records house, and they still put on hella shows. Have you played there?
Once, yeah.
Damn, yo, it's so cool there. Shows are in the basement, and the people that live there will give you a tour and be like, oh, yeah, this is the bedroom that the first Bikini Kill 7-inch was recorded in. It's like, it's...
nuts.
I know. Okay, making plans. Yeah. This is going to be a great weekend. We've earned this for surviving the summer. Oh shit, we're still recording. Alright, let me see. You wanna do a modern band? Yo, you wanna do Curse League?
Oh, hell yes. Actually, yeah, I've played maybe more than a few house shows with Curse League up here.
Okay, so this is Curse League from Seattle, Washington with the song Breadline.
Thank you.
Entombed with the song So White from their self-titled LP that came out in 1994 on Up Records. Shouts out, Up Records. And Entombed are from Seattle, Washington. Hearing that now, you can totally hear their influence on noisy indie rock in the 90s.
That warbly, chaotic guitar technique is so Olympic.
Yeah, Isaac Brock in that shit. It sounds like a guitar throwing a tantrum.
Yeah, that's a cool, yeah.
Before that, speaking of Isaac Brock, before that we heard the song Demonstration by Satisfact from their self-titled LP that came out in 1997 on K Records, and Satisfact are from Bellevue, Washington, and the drummer from Satisfact was Jeremiah Green, who went on to play in Modest Mouse with Isaac Brock.
One of my favorite drummers of all time.
Oh, he's a great choice for favorite drummer. And then we started that off with your homies. That was Curtis League with the song Breadline from the Nothing Left But Scraps single that came out in June, and Curtis League are from Seattle, Washington.
You know Jack Shirley mastered that?
Grammy Jack mastered that? Oh, God damn it, I love that song so much.
Yeah, yo, shouts out Curtis League. Love you, boys.
Swoon! I should probably do this spiel. I keep forgetting that we're recording. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You can hear every MRR episode at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email Maximum Rock and Roll at MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate, and you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find podcasts. And also, I've heard that Maximum is looking for new radio hosts, and it's really fun. Seriously, all you need is a passion for music and good taste, and if you're listening to this, I'm sure you do. Evergreeners, y'all should totally reach out. I bet you totally get class credit for that.
Poaching from chaos, huh?
They can do both. They're pros. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Sue from all over, and I'm here with my traveling partner and fellow Pacific Northwesterner, Michael from the North Bay.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Yeah, we're like 5 minutes away now. Time is flying.
You actually timed this out pretty good. How much longer on the episode?
We actually have like two more songs, and I feel so much better. I have felt so trapped this year with all my car nonsense.
Yeah, you've had a really rough couple months.
Yeah, we've needed to get out of town. So my car died in July, and it happened on the freeway, like right in the middle of the freeway, and it was really, really scary. It legitimately could have been really bad. Like, someone that I was really close to was actually in the same situation last year, and he didn't make it. So it's been hard.
You were traumatized, seriously.
Yeah, I think you're right. A very real near-death experience, which makes the world a little colder, a little darker. But for real, like, the hardest part is that driving is scary for me now. Like, I feel fine in my head, like, my thoughts feel fine, but I can tell that my breathing, like, my heart rate is way up when I drive now. And the worst part about that is that I feel like I can't leave the city. Like, I don't want to drive more than, like, 30 minutes from my place. Because if something does happen, I need to be able to get it home. Like, I was actually supposed to go to Tacoma that day when my car died for a show. And, like, weirdly, thankfully, it happened in Portland. So I was at least able to limp it home. And I don't like feeling trapped.
I would have come and gotten you, wherever you were.
I love you.
I love you, too. We'll get through. I can carry some of that way.
Yeah, we've needed this. You're a lifesaver for driving.
We'll save each other's lives.
Yeah, we'll save each other's lives. Okay, so we still have two more before we get there, and I know exactly what I want to play.
Bring it on. Olympia Bands.
Yep, we got to pay our respects to Calvin.
Okay.
So, first, the band that today is still carrying the K Records flag for all these generations and for all upcoming generations, Old Time Religion.
Yes, hell yes. Total scene bugs.
Yeah, don't they still live at the ABC house?
Maybe. The time we played there, we opened for them.
What?
Yeah, Yeah, like 2017, 2018.
How did you never tell me? No, seriously, you opened for Old Time Religion.
Yeah, they're actually just normal, regular dudes.
No, no, no. I refuse to believe that. They're Olympia, like, saints. Okay, you need to tell me everything once we get there. Okay, I'm like, furious with you right now. You can't keep things like that from me.
I didn't know it mattered.
No, 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 no. You're in trouble, mister. Mr. Manager. Just
Mr.
every detail once we get there.
Okay, all right.
You opened for... No. Nope.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Whatever. And then after we play freaking Old Time Religion, we have to listen to the band that started it all. The Pied Pipers of Olympia Indie Music, of course, Beat Happening.
Of course.
We'll listen to their first ever 7-inch, which was recorded at a former firehouse on the Evergreen State College campus on December 11th, 1983, by Greg Sage of the Wipers, actually.
Oh, really?
I know. Crazy, right? It was technically their first recording session, too. They only recorded the song 14 before in their apartment.
It sounds just like The Passenger by Iggy Pop.
That's probably why Calvin didn't sing over it. His voice is so similar to Iggy's, like, baritone voice. So anyway, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and I'm here with my ride or die, Michael from the North Bay, who thought it was acceptable to open for Old Time Religion and never tell me.
Sorry,
Angie. No. Thank you all for traveling to Olympia with us. I love you all very much. And I love you very much.
I love you too.
This is Old Time... Oh, it's Slater Kinney song! Slater Kinney song! With the song Archaeopteryx Claw from the Uterus and Fire LP that came out in 1999 on K Records, and then Beat Happening with the song What's Important from the Our Secret What's Important 7-inch that came out in 1984, and then again on their self-titled LP that came out in 1985 on K Records from Olympia, Washington.
Yeah.
And Old Time Religion and Beat Happening are from Olympia, Washington.